Interesting, Shaylot, that comes up with regard to Tefillat Kelim is the question of a person might buy a jar of pickles or something like that, and they'll eat all the pickles, and then instead of throwing out the jar, they're going to use it for something else. They're going to use it to store jam in or make their own pickles or whatever it is. So does the jug or the jar now need Tefillat Kelim? So this is discussed by a number of the poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is cited in a footnote in Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata Peret Tet Halacha Yud as saying that it doesn't need to be like kelim, because seeing as these jars and such things are usually thrown out, then they've got the status of a kli ra'ua, of an improper vessel. That's just a flimsy vessel. Flimsy vessels which are designated to be thrown out don't need to be like kelim, and it's only when you decide that you're going to retain it and use it for making jam or whatever it is that it becomes a proper kli, and therefore it's become a proper kli in the reshut, in the possession of the Jew, and therefore doesn't need to be like kelim. But many authorities disagree with Rav Shlomo Zalman on this, on the grounds that, in actual fact, objectively speaking, it's a proper kli. The fact that most people throw it out doesn't change its format, its status as being a real kli. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in two tshuvot in Igrot Moshe, Yoredech Eret Bet, Simon Mem, and Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, he's also of the opinion that one doesn't need to do Tefillat Kelim, and his primary proof is from a Mishnah in the first perek of Masechet Maaseh Sheni, perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. The din of Maaseh Sheni is that Maaseh Sheni money has to be spent on food in Yerushalayim. But the Mishnah says that if you purchase a barrel of wine, then that's also acceptable, even though you're not just getting wine, but you're also getting the barrel as well. And it's not regarded as if you bought the barrel with the wine, you've just bought the wine. So Rav Moshe says we can see from this that the barrel isn't really regarded as a kli at all. It's just something which is stopping the wine spill everywhere, and it only becomes a kli when it's used as such by the purchaser, and therefore it doesn't require Tefillat Kelim. However, many poskim don't agree with Rav Moshe Feinstein on this. Rav Folk has a tshuva in Machazeh Eliyahu, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf, where he says it needs Tevila. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg is cited as saying it needs Tevila. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that. Rav Vosner said that. Rav Eliashiv said that. Rav Sternbach in Sheilot at Tshuvot, Tshuvot Hanagot, Chelek Aleph Siman Taf Mem Vav and Taf Mem Zayin, has two tshuvot on this subject, and he also says that it needs tefillah. Certainly, he says, if we're talking about a metal vessel where the chi of tefillah is d'oraita, he says one can't be lenient to say that it doesn't need, because it's a safek d'oraita. So with a glass keli, he still thinks it should be done, but if one doesn't, then there's room to be makel. Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva in Minchat Asher, Chelek Gimel, where he discusses this point, and he also disagrees with Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He disagrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein on two grounds. Number one, he says that as far as Maaseh Sheni is concerned, it's not, as Rav Moshe says, that the kli is batel to the food, but rather that there's a din with buying Maaseh Sheni or spending Maaseh Sheni money that you're allowed to buy food in the regular manner. And the regular manner that you buy food is together with a container that comes with it. Secondly, he says that there's a particular din with regard to Maaseh Sheni that's learnt out from the Pesukim. This is brought in the Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, Daf Kaf Zayin, Amud Bet. And that limud allows us to spend Maaseh Sheni money on food that comes in a keli. And that's something which is localised and specific to Maaseh Sheni, but it's not a din that you can that can be transferred to other areas of Halacha. So Rav Osher Weiss's reasoning is that, or conclusion is that Tefillat Kelim is needed, but interestingly, out of deference to Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says not to say a bracha. It's worth adding that Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva is of particular interest because one of his proofs, as it were, is that he says that, yeah, he remembers in Russia, you know, this is what people did. Yeah, people sometimes bought things in containers and then reused the container and nobody ever did Tefillat Kelim. So it's he doesn't know exactly why. He thinks this is the reason why not. But it's interesting that he's you know, bringing proof from the practice in good frum homes. Adkan.